Hello, beautiful. This is Shauna Marie from Healing Truth Center with our Healing 365 Day 127 Prayer and Meditation at HealingTruthCenter.com. In this moment, I ask that you make sure you're in a quiet place where you can be undisturbed for the next few moments. I'm going to share with you a prayer which you can use as a contemplative meditation, meaning that you listen to the words and sit quietly and allow those words to seed in your consciousness. You could even play this message several times on repeat as you just sit quietly. And this is a message about wisdom and this wonderful journey of gaining wisdom through life experiences and also through what I'm going to call divine unfoldment. I've heard people talk about divine intervention, and surely there is divine intervention there, especially when you call forth divine intervention, but realize that divine unfoldment, the unfoldment of the divine plan, the unfoldment of your soul, the unfoldment of your life for the very best and blessed is always happening anyway. So the concept of a divine intervention almost implies that God, Holy Spirit, universe isn't on task 24/7, 365 anyway. So this divine intervention is a 24/7, 365 process. Divine intervention is happening all day, every day. All day, every day. But where we focus our attention is usually everywhere else but remembering the divine at hand and unfolding in, as, for, and through us. Now, that's not always true for you, because obviously you're part of the Healing Truth Center community. You start your day with prayer and meditation. You probably sit quietly and find a way to commune with your spirit, you know, with me or without me, right? Because you don't have to do it with me. But as long as it gets done, these types of revelations are happening to you all the time. And so you know that God, life, Holy Spirit is always working for your best and blessed. So maybe you're not the one who, you know, I'm kind of describing, of assuming that maybe you're somewhere far and away from all the good that's happening for you. So when things seem hectic and you feel out of sorts and you feel that fear coming up, you feel sadness coming over you, you feel rage and anger about how things are unfolding in your life, I just encourage you to take a moment and sit back and remember that everything is truly in divine order. And so that very change that's upsetting you is in divine order. That change has to happen. And a new level, a new type of experience needs to unfold for you. The frustration you feel when you're dissatisfied in any situation is appropriate because that's the inspiration you need to make a change. I don't know how I ended up preaching this morning, but so today's message is about wisdom. We're going to take three deep breaths. You're going to breathe in slowly and slowly let that breath out. You're going to take a second deep breath in and slowly let that out. And you will take your third relaxing deep breath in and slowly let it out. And you're going to breathe normally as I share today's prayer and meditation. Wisdom gained from life experiences is wonderful. Wisdom from within and above, well, that's priceless and beyond accurate description. My soul knows and shows me what I need to know at various moments in time, whenever I need to know it. The stream of inner divine wisdom flows more easily the more I consciously cultivate quiet time to listen to the whispers of my soul. Divine wisdom from above seems to come to me from everywhere. Sometimes it's through messengers. There are moments when people, some strangers, some kids, some families, some peers, impart words of wisdom that immediately lift me into a new level of understanding. There are moments when I read a book, article, or post on social media. There are moments when I watch a movie or play, or when I observe others only to be profoundly impacted and inspired to heights of wisdom. Sometimes it's just nature that imparts wisdom and inspiration. And sometimes it's in my dreams. I see the images. I hear the voices of what it is I need to see and know and hear in order to gain the wisdom necessary for this moment of the journey. I love this process of learning from everyone and everything, especially from within and from above. With wisdom comes understanding and also acceptance. Already, I am wise beyond my years. It is comforting to know even more wisdom, understanding, and acceptance are ahead. And so it is. And that, my beautiful one, is our Healing 365 Day 127 prayer and meditation. I hope that it touches you wherever you need to be touched, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I pray that you have a wonderful and great day. As always, be amazing, be loved, be beautiful, be true, and be 100% authentically you. Reach for the heights of your desires. Leave no stone unturned in your journey of healing and love and blessing. And if you're not already receiving emails, I don't always send them often. Sometimes they're often and sometimes they're few. But you want to sign up for Life, Love, and Spirit straight to your inbox. And be sure to connect with Healing True Center on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the YouTube. Well, peace and love. Bye for now. Be back tomorrow.